105, I'm James T. And on a day like today, it's songs like that that will make you wonder. For those people who are struggling with maybe a dad or maybe a child, maybe where will this all go? Where will it all end? I have on the line with me Congresswoman Frederica Wilson. Good morning, Congresswoman. How are you today?
Good morning, James T. This is a sad day in America.
Oh, I've been struggling since last night. I had a call from a dear friend who is a trauma surgeon, and I was scheduled to speak with him today, and he told me a story of a young kid.
Oh, goodness.
Who was a part of this event?
He was one of the trauma surgeons, and he was working on a young child. He said, am I going to die? Am I going to die? And he assured him he wouldn't, and told him that he was going to put him to sleep, and they were going to do surgery. And he said, he told him, we're going to wake you up. And he said, are you sure I'm going to wake up?
Oh my God.
I went to the medical unit, and I just have seen so many things, and it hurts to see our children be taken away like that.
And it's so senseless, so unpredictable, and you feel so helpless. You don't know what to do. I mean, you can't predict. The children can't wear armored vest to school every day. You can't close schools. And you never know when, where, what is the point of time, which child, who is the next culprit, who are the next victims. It is truly, truly sad.
Truly it is. Truly it is. I don't know what we can do as a people, as a community. But I know we've got to try something. Even if what we try, we have to try something else. But just doing nothing just does not seem the answer.
We've got to say something to someone in authority. We've got to report it. And it's our responsibility to make sure that they listen to what we have said. And if we have to report it to many, many people and have conversations about it in the schools with other teachers, that's what we've got to do. And then we've got to make sure to put pressure on our Congress and our state legislatures to pass sensible gun laws to curb some of the gun traffic in our state.
Well, thank you for all that you do in trying to do what you can. And we have to keep talking to our community to say that we've got to support people like you who are trying to make sense of all of this. And I pray that we can get better. I pray we can get better. Thank you so much.
We'll get better.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Now, and whenever we have need to call our community, you know, to say that this is what we need to support and how we need to do that, please don't hesitate to give us a call.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day. All right.
All righty.
Congresswoman Frederica Wilson. Oh, goodness. Hot 105, I'm James T. 50 minutes of today's R&B and old school.